Talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We praise God. We praise God. We're happy, amen, that our dear sister, Sister Dina Hall, is back with us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's good to see you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. We're going to move into the Word, and I think we're in the midst of something that may become a series. I don't know. But we're going to talk about approved.
All right.
We're going to talk about approved. Amen. This, as I'm looking at this, there's a whole lot to this. Well, I see a whole lot to it, and hopefully I'll be able to help us all to see. To begin with, the approval that we have, there's one individual that is entirely responsible for it, and that's Jesus Christ. All right, that needs to be said up front. It's because of who he is, it's because of what he is, and it's because of what he has done that brings the approval that we have received.
All right.
I want to put that out there up front. All right? But I want to begin this morning to look at what I call the origin of our approval. The origin of our approval. And I'd like for us to go to familiar passages of Scripture, Isaiah, the 28th chapter. Isaiah, chapter number 28, and verse number 16. Isaiah, chapter 58, and verse number 16. Okay, let me try this again. Hooked on Phonics did not work for me. So let me try this again. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse number 16. All right. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse number 16. All right. I have the Amplified version of the Bible. So it was prophesied, it was prophesied in the Old Testament about Jesus. And here the prophet Isaiah is declaring what the Lord gave to him. And it says in verse number 16, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of sure foundation. He who believes, trusts in, relies on, and adheres to that stone will not be ashamed or give way or hasten away in sudden panic." So here God is declaring that he's going to provide a sure foundation and a stone, a tested stone. So Jesus was approved, amen, by God before he physically came on the scene. He was tested. And the Word of God is letting us know that we have to trust in this stone. We have to rely on this stone. We have to adhere to that stone. And adhere means you got to obey. All right? So here's the origin of our approval. Our approval comes from someone who has been tested. Our approval comes through and from someone who has been tried. Scripture says he was tempted on all points like as we are, yet without sin. So the origin of our approval stems from Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Psalms 118, verse number 22, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." Because we understand through the reading of the Bible that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. We understand that this approved stone came unto his own creation, to humanity, and humanity rejected him, and he came to his own people, Israel, and Israel rejected him. So that stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. So we need to have our confidence in Jesus Christ. All right? Our confidence must be in him. Now, the apostle Peter declared this same thing in the early church, in the historical book of the New Testament, the book of Acts, in the second chapter. Peter is preaching, and in verse 22 of Acts, he says, "You men of Israel, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man accredited and pointed out and shown forth and commended and attested to you by God." So basically, he's saying Jesus was approved.
Yes.
Right? Jesus was approved. He was telling them, and you all know he was approved because of the things that he done. Remember the conversation that Nicodemus had with Jesus when he came to him that night? He said, "Master, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher from God, because nobody can do these things except God be with him." Right? So Jesus was approved. So Peter says, here, "You men of Israel, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man accredited and pointed out and shown forth and commended and attested to you by God, by the mighty works and the powerful and the power of performing wonders and signs which God worked through him, right in the midst of you, as ye yourself know." Peter saying, y'all know he was approved. Y'all know he was blessed by God. All right? Verse number 11 of the fourth chapter of Acts, it confirms and it restates again what Psalm 118 said. Peter's preaching, he said, "This Jesus is the stone which was despised and rejected by you, the builders, but which has become the head of the corner, the cornerstone." So now, if they rejected Jesus and he became the head cornerstone, because we are in Jesus, there's some people that's not going to like the fact that we are approved. You need to know that. You're going to have some haters. You're going to have some people that don't like you because you're in Jesus. All right? But you've been approved. Every hater that's assigned to you has already been approved to you. You need to understand that, all right? Everybody that comes against you, again, you have to understand what your position really is. I'm approved. And a lot of people think, you know, and yes, you are approved for blessings, but like we shared on last week, you approved to go through some tests. Huh? You approved, because now if Jesus was tested, right, what makes us think that we're not going to be tested, right? And some of the testing is going to be severe. Huh? That's why we have to know that we're approved. Because if we know that we are approved by God, right, then we can stand the test. We should be able to stand the test if we believe his word. Now, if we don't believe his word, we got a problem. All right? Now, the next point that I wanted to bring up is what I call the universal implications of this approval. See? The fact that we are approved, there's some universal implications, right? In Romans chapter number 4, Paul is looking back to the Old Testament, because we have to, again, understand when the New Testament was written, the scriptures that they had was the Old Testament. So anytime a New Testament writer was referencing scripture, he was talking about the Old Testament scriptures, all right? So in Romans chapter 4, Paul is declaring, in verse number 6, he says, "Thus David congratulates and pronounces a blessing on him to whom God credits righteousness apart from the works he does." Excuse me, got a cough coming. Okay, now here's what we need to pay close attention to something here, because this kind of blew my mind when I looked at it. Verse 7 says, "Blessed and happy and to be envied are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered up and completely buried." Right? That's a blessing. All right? "Blessed and happy and to be envied is the person of whose sin the Lord will take no account or reckon against him." You know how blessed it is to have your sins washed away?
Yes.
Huh? Do you know, do you realize how blessed we are to have God not even recognize our sin? Huh? And the only way that he can do that is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Huh? So that's why we have to make sure that we're in Christ. All right? Now, but Paul goes on here, and he makes a fascinating statement. It's fascinating to me. In verse number 9, he says, is this blessing, happiness, then meant only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? See, now, Paul is getting into something, you see, and we need to unravel this. We need to see this approval for all mankind and the universal implications of this approval. It was settled in heaven before God created Adam, because that was in the plan of God, that was in the mind of God, all right? And this approval status is something that our enemy, the devil, wants to keep from the minds and the conscience of every living human being. Because we have to understand that we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity, but before we were born, we were already approved. Before we were born, before we got here, we were already approved. All right? But the trick that the devil would like to keep in our minds and in other people's minds is that there's no hope for you. Right? You're going to always be in that condition. But here is something. He's asking a question now, because he's pointing to Abraham, the father of many nations. Now, we understand the history of Abraham. He came from Ur of the Chaldees, right? He was a Gentile. Before there ever was a Jewish nation, God recognized his faith. All right? He recognized his faith, right? So he became the father of the faithful, right? But watch how Paul puts something here. He's asking a question. He says in verse number 9, is this blessing, happiness, then meant only for the circumcised, right, or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness, and we do, right? God imputed righteousness, right? Abraham believed God, one version says, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, all right? All right, we understand that, all right? But Paul is asking a serious question here. When was it credited to him? Huh? Was it credit to him after circumcision, or was it a credit to him before circumcision? Right? All right, let's look. I think you're with me. It's real quiet. That's good. You're with me. Verse number 11. He said, he received. Oh, did I get verse 10? All right, I need verse 10. How then was it credited to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. Pivotal point here. You'll see why in a minute. He received the mark of circumcision as a token or an evidence and a seal of the righteousness which he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. You see? So before he was circumcised, he exercised faith. Huh? So the works that he produced in being circumcised were produced by the faith that he already had before he got circumcised, because he believed the promise of God. That's good news to anybody maybe in this room that's not saved. Huh? That's not saved. Before you do the work, huh? Before you do the work of being baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, you need to understand that you have been already approved for salvation. Hallelujah. And the only thing you have to do is connect with Abraham and put faith before you do any works. Put faith in the finished work of Calvary. Put faith in that stone that Isaiah talked about. Put faith in that stone that the psalmist talked about. And that faith is centered, and it has to be, in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God will allow you to walk in the approval that he has already given you, but all you got to do is activate it.
All right.
That's all you got to do. You've been pre-approved for salvation. Yes, you have. You've been pre-approved. All the work has already been done because Jesus, he went to the cross to secure salvation for every man. You can't work to get salvation. You can't give enough money to get salvation. All you have to do is put your faith in the author and the finisher of our faith, which is none other than Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because Abraham, he received this after he put faith in God. Only thing that God told Abraham to do was to go, leave your country, leave your father and your mother, and go to a land that I will show you. The only thing that God is asking you to do if you haven't received salvation is just to leave. That's all you got to do. Just walk away from your lifestyle. Walk away from the things that has you entangled. See, the devil don't want you to know that you've been approved for eternal life. The devil don't want you to know that you've been approved for power. The devil don't want you to know that you've been approved for victory. He wants to snatch that right out of your spiritual mailbox. He want to hack into your mind and let you know that there is no hope for you. But I declare by the word of God and by the spirit of God, if you put your faith in what God has said, you are already approved. So all you have to do, listen, God is not concerned with your rap sheet. You hear what I'm saying? God is not concerned with all the things that you have done. He understands that we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And all sin is sin. God don't have a top 10 list of sin. Sin is sin. And the only thing that will take away our sins is the blood of Jesus Christ that has already been shed. So that blood is another sign of your approval. So all you have to do is put your confidence in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ that will cleanse every stain that sin has left. God has already provided power. He has already provided deliverance. He has already provided wisdom. He has already provided might. He has already provided ability for you to walk this life free from sin. All you got to do is open up the letter. God's sending you a letter today. Open up. You've been pre-approved for salvation. And guess what? Some of us, we have a mind frame or a frame of mind that I need a cosigner. Sometimes if your credit is bad, you need a cosigner. Yes, you do. You need a cosigner. Somebody that says, well, if they default, I'll take care of it. Guess what? Every last one of us needed a co-signer. You hear what I said? When it came for us to receive salvation, listen, it's not in ourselves. If a God would mark iniquity, who could stand? All of our righteousness, all of the things that we think we do for God, our righteousness in and of itself, our own human righteousness, our own human reasoning without God is as filthy rags. We needed a co-signer. You hear what I said? And the co-signer that we got for the approval is nobody but Jesus Christ.
Yes!
Glory, hallelujah. We used to sing a song years ago. The old account was settled long ago. Yes, it was. It was settled at Calvary. So we have to understand that Jesus is our co-signer.
Amen.
Jesus, yes, he is. He's our co-signer because he went to the cross for you and he went to the cross for me. And when he said, it is finished, guess what? He sealed the deal. So everyone that believes in this stone, everyone that puts their faith and their confidence in this stone, who is Jesus Christ, then you can walk in and you can activate your approval. You approved to be healed. Oh, yes, you are. You approved to be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Your family is approved.
Yes,
but your family has to line up with the word of God. You hear what I said? It's not by might, nor is it by power, but by my spirit, says
says the Lord our God. Listen, we've been approved to be the head and not the tail. We've been approved to live a life of holiness and righteousness and to walk in godly integrity. That's our approval. That's the blessing that comes with our salvation. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Who's your cosigner? The Lord, strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. I've been approved to go through every test. I've been approved to go through every trial. I've been approved. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Yes, the devil is on my track. Yes, he's on your track. And that's all he is. He's on my track, but he ain't on my back. Glory. Hallelujah. Because while he's on my track, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait on the Lord, and I'm going to be of good courage, and he's going to strengthen my heart. So while I'm running this race with patience, I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm walking, and I'm running on the word of God, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So when the devil's on my track, I ain't going to even look back. I'm going to look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. So when God sees the devil on my track, he's going to come up behind me with a baton. Jesus will come with some Nikes, y'all. He's going to say, just do it. I'm going to reach my hand back. And he's going to say, go ahead. He's going to give me a boost so I think I can run on just a little while longer. I believe I'll run on and see what the end's going to be. Oh, yes, I will, because we're more than conquerors. Because we've been approved. We have been approved. We've been approved. We've been approved. Now, since we've been approved, we can't live like everybody else. That one's supposed to come up to the next sermon. Amen. But we can't live like everybody else. No, we can't. No, we can't. Not that we're better than, but we got a responsibility. Huh? We got to show forth the praises of him that called us out of darkness and into this marvelous light. We don't look down our nose at nobody. Because we want everybody to be approved. We want everybody to understand that you've been approved. That's why we have to let the glory of God radiate out of our bodies so that everybody that we come in contact with can see the love of God, can see it and can feel it and know that is real and is genuine. That's why we got to be able to reach down or reach to the side or reach up, wherever way you got to reach somebody. You hear what I said? Yes. And reach him with the love of God. Let them know that they don't have to die in their sins. Let them know that there's an answer to every problem that they have. But the main problem that those who have not yet come into the kingdom of God has is sin. Sin, 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 and sin is so deceptive because we'll see later on in this series that there are some who think they are approved, but they're not approved.
All right.
Glory, hallelujah. I don't want to be in the crowd where they say, Lord, we've done this in your name. We've done that in your name, and we did all these wonderful things, and have the Lord say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You need to validate your approval.
Validate.
Yes, you do. Yeah. They have something. This is not a commercial, but they just have this thing called credit karma. Yeah, they do. And you can check your credit score. You can check with the credit bureau and see, make sure ain't nobody does some stuff to your store, to your score. We need to check our approval status. Amen. Make sure there's no delinquencies. Make sure we ain't sinning. Make sure that we're not on today and off tomorrow. I hear God said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Listen, we have a God to glorify. We have a responsibility with this approval. We have to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. We got to be just like Jesus. Love what this stone loves. Teach what this stone taught. Have compassion just like Jesus.
Right.
This is what we have to do because we're being built up into the image of Jesus. So when God looks at us, we want him to see Jesus. And not us. We've been approved. So, Paul, he says in verse number 11 of Romans 4, he received the mark of circumcision as a token or evidence and a seal of the righteousness he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. Faith, so that he was made to be the father of all who truly believe. Listen. Remember in the New Testament when Peter went to Cornelius's house. He went to Cornelius's house. See, Cornelius was a soldier, I believe, and he was giving alms, and he gave money even for a synagogue to be built, and he was praying to God. God said in his word that he was a devout man. He wasn't a Jew, but he was a devout man. We need to understand that God's not willing that any should perish. And the Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you're seeking God diligently with all your heart, you're going to find him.
Amen.
You came to the right place. The Bible said that while Peter was preaching and telling them about Jesus Christ, the Bible declares that the Holy Ghost fell on all those that heard at Cornelius' house, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. They didn't even get to the water yet. This again affirms and confirms the universal impact of the approval. See, they didn't get to any water. Not yet. But when they heard the word of God and they heard about Jesus Christ, they heard about the Savior of the world who came to give us salvation, power, and eternal life. While Peter, the Bible said, 10th chapter of Acts, was yet preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word. They heard it with the natural ear, but then they heard it with the spiritual ear. Their faith connected to what Peter was saying, and that's all God is looking for today. He's looking for you to connect your faith with his declared word, and the same God that filled Cornelius and his family with the Holy Ghost, he can fill you right now. Now, with the Holy Ghost, all you got to do is connect your faith.
That's
and
it.
When the Holy Ghost came, those Jewish brethren, they heard them speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Then Peter said, now you got to remember Peter's history. He was prejudiced, y'all. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. I don't know if I need to go there, but he was prejudiced. And some of us are prejudiced. We only want saved who look like us. We only want saved who think like us. So God had to show Peter something. He gave him that vision, and he said, rise, Peter, slay and eat. He had the audacity to argue with God. Not so, Lord. I ain't never ate nothing unclean. But God said, what I call clean, how you gonna call it unclean? So we got the revelation. I got to go over now to Macedonia and preach to some folks who don't think like me.
Right.
Preach to some folks who don't eat like me. Preach to some folks who don't look like me. Preach to some folks who don't dress like me. And listen, the gospel is for every creature. I hear Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. White people need salvation. Black people need salvation. Brown people need salvation. Yellow people need salvation. Green-haired people, purple-haired people, blue-haired people, all kind of people need the gospel of Jesus Christ. Folks with tattoos, nose rings, all kind of studs in their lips and in their ears, they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need to know that they're approved. You need to know if you come from a broken home, you need to understand that God can save you. You need to understand if you got all kind of habits, if you got a drug habit, if you got a homosexual habit, if you got an alcohol habit, if you got a whoremongering habit, you've already been approved. And the robber and the enemy of our souls will want to keep you hostage, held in that sin, and make you think that you can't get out. But there is a stone. There is a tried stone. His name is Jesus. And the same Jesus that went to the cross over 2,000 years ago, his arms are still outstretched, telling you to come on. I paid the price for you. You ain't got to die in your sins because you've been approved. Open up the letter that God has sent you. And the letter is in them 66 books. That's the letter that's addressed personally to you, because he said, whosoever will, and that's you. Whosoever will, and that's you. Put your name on the whosoever will. That sound like me. Yeah, that's you. So you can come.
Amen.
You've been approved. You've been approved. I don't care how much money you got, how much money you don't have. I don't care what side of the track you live on, if you live where there ain't no tracks. You've been approved.
Amen.
For salvation. And since this is God's plan, you got to do it God's way. Glory. Hallelujah. You can't come to God on your terms. He paid the price. Jesus shed his precious blood for our approval. And since he is the author and the finisher of our faith, all you got to do is put faith in what he has done. And God is so kind. God is so gracious. He sends us faith. He sends us faith. And in the package with faith, he also sends repentance. Glory. Hallelujah. God, you got a double bonus. You got faith in the package and repentance in the package. All you have to do is turn your heart truly toward Jesus. That's all you got to do. Give up. You ain't got to do no big pomp and circumstance. Just say, I give up. I surrender. Lord, what will you have me to do? What must I do to be saved? You asked a good question. Repent. You hear what I said? Repent. Receive what God has ordained for you. Hell was not designed for you.
Amen.
I need to tell you that everything falling off. Glasses, watches, but that's all right. I'm going to keep preaching. Listen, hell was not designed for you. You hear what I said? It was not designed for you. The devil is going to hell. Yes, he got a reserved seat. He's going to be in the VIP section. He got a reserved seat. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to take as many people with him as he can. But you've been approved for heaven.
Amen.
You hear what I said? You've been approved to walk on streets of gold. You've been approved to take a royal tour of the mansions. Glory to God that God has prepared. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Guess what? The only ones that's going to get to the Father's house are those who are on the approved list. Glory. Hallelujah. So when you get to the gate, and you're going, yes, you are. When you get to the gate, there's going to be a book open. Glory. Hallelujah. The Lamb's Book of Life. And everybody who's approved is in there. Glory. How you gonna walk up there? Are you gonna walk up trembling? Or are you gonna walk up with a measure of confidence? Are you gonna walk up and say, I hope. Or are you gonna walk up there? Are you gonna start your walk praising and thanking God? No. A real praise. a praise that has some substance, not a fake praise. Because God help me here. Sometimes you can be in church and they say praise the Lord, and you see people clapping, and you stand up and clap, but you ain't praising, you just mimicking. Glory, hallelujah. But that praise has to come from your soul. That praise has to come from your heart. That praise has to come from your memory when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done. That ain't no mimic praise. That ain't no copycat praise. That's a worship that's from the depths of our soul. So when you stand, God help me today, when you stand before God and approach the gates, what kind of praise are you going to have? Glory. Are you going to be trembling? Say, I hope I get in. I hope I get in. Or are you going to be able to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I know I'm in the book, glory, because I made my calling. I feel like shouting here. I made my calling an election sure. While you're on this side, work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. It won't be time to fear when you get up there. But you need to reverence God. You need to honor God. You need to obey God because you've already been approved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heaven's a big place. It's going to be more than us up there. So with the approval that we have received, we need to be winning people. We need to be winning people. We need to be snatching them like a brand from the fire. Say, come on. Come on, go with me to my Father's house. What you mean? Not necessarily this building, but I want you to make it to heaven.
Yes.
Well, this is just a temporary place. Huh? You need to pull them. But let your life be a magnetic life. Huh? Let the way that we live, people be drawn to us. There's something about her. There's something about him. What is it? It's the Lord. God has approval on my life. He has stamped me with the seal of the precious Holy Ghost. So when he stamped me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost and filled me with the Holy Ghost, now he wants to lead me. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What's leading you? How are we walking in that approval? Well, that's enough. I'm going to stop. Yeah, I'm going to stop. You said you are, yes. I'm going to stop. We got enough right there to live for a couple weeks, don't we? If we do it.
If we do it.
I don't want to overload you because it'll be like. But let's chew this up. Let's chew this up. I think I got a making of a series here.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all think so?
Yeah.
All right. Y'all going to come back next week?
Yeah.
Some of y'all. Just tell the truth. All right. What are you preaching? Approve? Oh, I heard that already. I'm approved. Come on. Huh? Yeah.
Unpack it.
Walk in your approval.
Walk in it.
Be thankful and appreciative for your approval. And now this is an appeal. This is an appeal. If somebody is in our midst today and you haven't taken advantage of the approval that God has given. You haven't taken advantage of it. I didn't know. Well, today you know. Huh? I don't care what you have done. I don't care what sins you have on your resume. Because I was a chief sinner. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah, it was amen back there. I was a chief sinner. Yes, I was.
Me too.
I was a chief sinner. I'm not bragging, but I'm just sharing that to let you know that God will cleanse you from your sins. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. There's nothing that you haven't done, nothing that you've done that God won't forgive.
Thank you.
If you've never been saved before.
Thank you.
Right? Drugs, alcohol. Yeah, been there, done that. Some other stuff, been there, done that. Yeah, been there, done that. Yeah, been there, done that.
right? Lie, steal, cheat, been there, done that. Felonies, I got more than a few. I got 13. Been there, done that. But God. I didn't know I was approved. I didn't know it. I was doing what the devil thought, what I thought, and the devil was telling me, yeah, you can do. You're a man. You do what you want to do. You ain't got to answer to nobody. Mm-hmm. See, the devil's a liar. The Bible says every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. The wise thing to do is to do your bowing and confessing now.
Amen.
Don't wait till you get up there and got the bow. Oh, Lord, no, too late. Too late. He's still a Savior now.
Yes.
He's going to be a judge later. So don't look for salvation from a judge. Look for salvation from a Savior. So while Jesus is still a Savior, I would strongly suggest that you put faith in the finished work of Calvary. Put faith in what Jesus has provided, a way of escape. Jesus has provided a way for you to escape the wrath of God. That wrath was poured out on Jesus. So it's not meant for you. What's meant for you is
salvation.
Eternal life, peace with God, and a life of victory even through your tests, because we will be tested. Anybody in here saved and being tested? Raise your hand. I'm putting both minds up. Huh? So it's not a cakewalk. Huh? It's a faith walk.
Faith walk.
Huh? It's a faith walk. But we have to believe in the foundation, in the stone that's tried. And because he was tempted and tried, right, without sin, he is able to secure us. But our faith cannot be in our own abilities. Our faith cannot be in our intellectual pursuits. Our faith cannot be in our human relationships. Our faith has to be in Jesus Christ. He has to be the object of our faith. So if you're here today and you've never been saved, before you go to the water, put faith in what we told you. I think I shared a couple scriptures with you.